Hi, Remy. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing great.
Great to hear it, man. You know, first off, we've got a mutual human in common. I've been great friends with your niece, Karen, for the last 20-plus years.
Get out of here.
Since back in my L.A. days. Yeah, she used to go out with my best friend, who's also a drummer named Leon. Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah. I know I've been watching her, like, learn how to play guitar and stuff.
Yeah, so have I. Yeah, she's posting those videos on Facebook. That's great.
It's brutal. I'm just kidding.
That's one way to put it, yeah.
She's such a doll. I love her.
Well, thanks so much for calling in to Jack, rapping with us today. There's a reason you're on the phone. You and Night Ranger are playing the Rock from the Heart Foundation benefit concert at the Pantages Theater downtown Minneapolis, February 9 of 2019. And this is obviously a killer cause close to your heart, pardon the pun.
Yeah.
You've got a history. Actually, go ahead and tell the story, because this local drummer here named Pete Johnson and his wife Amy have put together this foundation because they had a lot in common with what you went through as well.
I know. I was just checking it out, and it's too bad we can't talk to him today, but I'm sure he might be listening. Yeah, you know, it was like it was a defective heart valve from birth. So it was it came into play about 5 years ago, you know, when they start hearing a murmur and all that stuff. And plus, what's interesting about this too is that I didn't think I had heart issues with the shortness of breath that I was having, just a little bit, a little bit of it when I would exercise, not when I would play drums. I really wasn't noticing it then.
Wow.
So I was diagnosed with like asthma and stuff like that. So I was using inhalers like when needed and stuff like that. And then when I went to have this surgery done, the doctor said, you may not have asthma. And I was like, what are you talking about? I've been doing this for 10 years.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, this valve that you're going to be having replaced, the aortic valve, it takes blood directly into your lungs first place. That's where it goes first.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, interesting. Okay. So after about 2 months, I started noticing when I went back to play about 5 weeks afterwards, I started playing and lo and behold, it was like, oh my God, I can notice a difference. My breathing, everything's in sync. So
right.
There you go. There's another point we can make with that.
And did Pete have the same symptoms that you did? I mean, because he looked at you as an inspiration for his recovery when he had to have the same heart surgery that you did.
You know, I think I think those symptoms are kind of like, they're kind of problematic when you go and you start realizing the doctor says, yeah, your shortness of breath, tightening your chest, and all that stuff. So who knows? But I guess the point is to look after yourself and go and get your heart checked, I would say every year.
Sure, because this is considered a silent killer. I mean, this is what happened to John Ritter. That's what his wife started, the John Ritter Foundation for Aortic Health back in the day, right? 2003, I think it was?
That's so great. Yeah, 2003.
Yeah.
That's so great that she did that because, people were, inspired by him and his comedic genius.
Sure.
And he was so smart. And stuff like that. He didn't even know he had it, I'm sure. And until it was, he went in to have surgery.
Mm.
That's what happens. I mean, your body just can't handle it.
Right.
Unless you go and you see, see a doctor way ahead of time and he's watching that valve because it's really important to watch it because it starts to close. And that's what happens is that you don't know until a doctor can actually do that test on you and know that valve is starting to close and that you need to have surgery or something.
And do you think that being a drummer and being in such great shape your whole career caused you to be able to jump back after what, 8 weeks is all it took for you to be back on stage after your surgery?
It was more like 5.5, 6 weeks. I went out.
Wow.
I had some help, some famous drummers came in and played while I sang. And then the next week, or 2 weeks after that, I start playing and doing both. It does help. It helps to be exercising, mm-hmm. be in good shape, because especially if you're a singing drummer like I am,
sure.
I'm singing every single song, singing either backgrounds or lead. So, it does help. It does help to be in good shape. It helps to have a doctor watching you. I mean, you can get through this, man. You can really do it. And I think that's that's so nice that Pete was inspired by this.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I've been a fan of Night Ranger since the beginning. 79, your first album came out. The first three went platinum. Dawn Patrol, Seven Wishes, Midnight Madness, and 17, with plus 17 million albums sold. You guys just played our Corcoran Country Days Jack's Rock Night out in the country outside of Minneapolis in August. And, dude, my jaw was on the ground. You were unbelievable.
That's great. Thanks so much, Remy. I appreciate the kind words.
It seems like you guys get better and better with age and with years that you put in.
Well, you know what? When you start your career and start making albums, you know, it's, I mean, you know, this is, we're doing this show. We're recreating both the first two albums.
I heard about this, yeah.
And so we, you know, going back and listening to the original recordings, we're like, you know, cringing, like, oh my God, you know, what were we thinking when we wrote those lyrics?
Really?
And the playing is pretty amateur, you know, and we were very lucky to be where we were at that time, you know, but yeah, you do get better when you play those things for 35 years for 80 shows a year. You know, you get better and better.
Well, so, to me, the musicianship has always been through the roof, and then you got to have the songs to begin with. You know, with the Twin Axe Attack of Brad and Jeff back in the day. I mean, Don't Tell Me You Love Me. You Can Still Rock in America When You Close Your Eyes. Sentimental Street, and the song that you come out and get behind from behind the kit and sing Goodbye. One of my favorite songs that I have ever heard, dude. I tell everybody if they've never heard this song, go and search it out. It's amazing, really.
It's a good song, and you know, it was written for a reason. You know, Jack's brother had passed away from a drug overdose, and he never got to say goodbye. Jimmy, like, died, like, you know, just like, oh, you know, like almost overnight. He was just like gone.
Wow. Know?
And so Jack, you know, as a tribute to his brother, Jimmy.
You definitely hit the mark on that one, man. It's really, really great lyric and great song. The way it builds to a climax at the end is amazing.
Great. We love that song. We love playing all this stuff, you know, going back and playing some of these songs that we haven't, you know, we've never played. Mm-hmm. You know, even on the first tour, some of them weren't played just because they just didn't, you know, it didn't make sense in a set. But having to go back and do this, but I'm so proud to be a part of this gig. You know, we're doing and my daughter lives there in Minneapolis. I used to live there. I lived in Minneapolis for almost 10 years.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah. So I was there. I moved to Nashville after that.
Okay.
My daughter's still there. So it's going to be great, you know, and I get to meet up with some old friends. You know, Brian Bard's a good friend of mine, a local hero there, musician, producer.
And, oh, right on, man.
There. Yeah. So, I mean, it's still a lot of my good buddies there. I talk to all the time, and it's going to be fun, and this cause is going to be amazing.
It's going to be great. Yeah, I met up with Pete Johnson and his wife Amy earlier this year when we were talking about if we were going to be involved in this, and as soon as they mentioned Night Ranger, I said, yes, Jack FM is all in.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, February 9, Pantages Theater, downtown Minneapolis. Next year will be your 40th anniversary as a band, Night Ranger celebrating 4 decades of rockin'. So it's going to be an amazing night.
Great. See everybody out there. Rock from the heart.
That's it.
And, little tribute to Pete. Pete, we'll see you out there.
Kelly Keegi of Night Ranger, thank you so much for rapping with us on Jack today, man. Appreciate it. Much success to
Thanks,
you
Remy.
And continued great health, bro.
All right. I'll see you out there. Thanks, Remy.